This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Jane Pauley, and this is our Sunday Morning Extra, our podcast featuring a memorable story from our most recent show. It's a conversation that offers insights beyond the broadcast. On this episode, two Hollywood heavyweights at top speed. Christian Bale and Matt Damon have teamed up for the much-talked-about new film, Ford vs. Ferrari. It's based on the real-life drama that played out back in the 1960s when the Ford Motor Company set out to beat the fastest and, you could say, sexiest car company in the world, Ferrari, at the storied 24 Hours of Le Mans road race. Tracy Smith sat down with the accomplished pair to talk about racing, movies, and what it was like to work together for the first time.
So this is the first time you guys have worked together. What did you, I know your paths crossed over the years, but what did you think about each other before this?
Oh, man, that's a dangerous question.
No, I'll tell you what I think about. Matt and I have actually been very sort of, you know, crossing paths very closely. You had the same agent for decades. I know you think I'm making this up. I am very grateful to Matt because I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for roles he passed on. There were many roles where I was told, oh, well, Matt doesn't want to do it, so they went, all right, what about Bale? And then I got the role. So thank you for
that,
Matt.
Why don't you pass on some of those David O. Russell ones and send them my way? I mean, I would appreciate that. You're hogging him.
Was this something where you thought, oh, I'd like to work with that guy someday if things work out? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you stay in character on set?
You know, that's a sort of a weird thing to say. Like, there are certain things that you want to maintain throughout just because, you know, look, we're playing dress up, right? But at the same time, you want to make something that's really worth watching. And I just find that the more into it you get, the more worth watching it seems to be. I also get the giggles a lot. If I know somebody too well, then I know how much they know I'm acting. And I know how much they're acting as well, and it starts making me laugh. And I've wasted many rolls of film through that, being like the most amateur guy.
Once those start,
ever.
Yeah. Once you know? Those start, it's just
and
you can't.
You can't.
Just,
you can't stop it. And so you know you got to get into it. And there's a satisfaction in getting to be really loopy in this business. We get to go to these extremes where most people would say they should be committed to an asylum, mm-hmm. but rather we get paid for it instead. But in doing so, don't step on anyone else's toes, you know? Allow room for everyone else to work. It's got to be, you know, a mutual feeling of cooperation. You know, that leads to a better product, I think, than competition with each other. I can't stand that when you get people starting to one-up each other. It's got to be in the best interest of the film.
Yeah, it's about all boats rise with the tide, yeah. And you want to support other people's work and create space for everybody to do their best work. Having said that, you know, we would have conversations because you know, I know his wife for over 20 years. It's like, we could talk on set about real life.
Life.
And he wouldn't say, like, I'm not Christian Bale, I'm Ken Miles. Like, he's not crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, you have to understand what cut means, you know?
Yeah.
You have to understand what action means. You have to understand that you're getting picked up from your home or whatever and taken to work. So you know what I mean?
You're not fully immersed. You can.
There is no way that you can actually be that because otherwise you wouldn't do a scene twice. You wouldn't speak with a director because why would there be a director? Right. You know what I mean? It's impossible to do. So it's a nice kind of a thing that people imagine. But my God, would I love it if I could just do an accent, if I could just speak like myself and then bang, turn on the accent when I hear action, or do that and then become the character. I see some people who are able to do it, and I admire them.
You know who was like that from a young age? I remember Gwyneth Paltrow working with her on The Talented Mr. Ripley and going like, I hate you so much.
Because she could turn it on and
off
like that?
Like it was incredible. And I was, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, but I was incredibly jealous of it.
So it sounds like you both have a similar thing where you kind of ease yourself into it and then stay in it,
like
if you can.
Like a frog in water that you gradually boil alive and it doesn't know it's dying. That's my method.
That's it, that's the method.
Yes.
The almost dying frog.
What did you learn from each other in this process?
I had a great time watching him. He's got an incredible monk-like discipline. Like when... He had to lose, he went from Dick Cheney to this guy, so he had to lose 70 pounds.
70 pounds.
I had to get in the car.
Yeah, it's tight in there.
Like, imagine if I hadn't lost the weight.
Oh, my God.
We're going to need a bigger engine.
Give me everything you've got. We got to get this guy around the track.
Does it get harder to do that physical transformation?
Yes.
Yeah?
I keep saying I'm done with it.
Are you
really
done with it?
I really think I'm done with it, yeah.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
You know when you're on set and he's like, oh, hold on, it's my cardiologist. I have to take this.
Seriously?
Yeah, you better take that call.
Now
but no, at our age, you can't. I mean, that's a lot of weight. And I went up to him on the first day. I said, man, what? How did you do it? Like, because I was interested, you know, like I've, you know, not to that extent, but I've gone up and down. And I said, what was it? And I'm expecting him to say, well, it's a mixture of intermittent fasting and the keto diet and the thing. And he just went, didn't eat.
On a lighter note, I want to talk about the fight scene. It's a little different kind of fight scene from what you two are used to. Yes?
Get him off me!
Yeah. It's pretty goofy.
It's pretty goofy, yeah.
It was a lot more fun to shoot than most of those fight scenes, which we have to take really seriously, and you got to learn choreography for weeks, and you're supposed to look really tough and lethal, and this was really the opposite of that.
So we had some really great stuntmen and stunt coordinators on this, and we got into that rehearsal room, which both of us have spent weeks in, with these mats, and you know, like, oh God, I'm gonna have to be slamming on that mat.
Everyone's stretching
sequence,
when you get there.
And you get there and you're going like, oh no, man, doing this again. And then we were out there in about 20 minutes flat. We went in there, they went, we thought this, that, and the other. We went, love it. And they said, you guys want to run it? We went, I got it. No, it's all right. They were like, I've worked with a bunch of the stunt guys. They were like, yeah, yeah, they've got it. Turn up on the day, do it. But it was also the kind of fight where we could improvise stuff and you just, you know, push this bit a little further, adapt on the day to it, you know, try not to laugh as we're doing it.
Was it hard not to laugh?
Could look completely incapable. Be two friends who are really... just hating each other in that second, but never want to really hurt each other either, you know? So it was great from that point of view. It was hard not to laugh, yes, very.
We ruined a couple takes because we were laughing. And then we were
more than a couple
laughing in between takes when we were looking at the playback.
Yeah.
A lot of times with fight scenes, you want to go over and look at the monitor and see, oh, okay, well, I missed this punch high, I missed that low, I see where I got to put that one. But this one we'd go over and we were just... And Jenno Topping, one of our producers who I've known for 30 years and is my friend, and I heard her kind of mumble it during when we're watching, Christian and I are up looking at the monitor, and I hear her behind me go, I can't believe that's Batman and Jason Bourne. Like, it's sad. This is where we are.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.